There's the urban-rural divide and the gender divide in financial inclusion, and both those gaps need to be filled as the whole country also gets better at being included.
So, yeah. But do you think that the demographics of the issue are different in the region, like East African region, for example, than they are perhaps in other regions in the world?
Well, yeah, I think partly it has to deal with the cultural practices in terms of what is expected. So those issues we still have to deal with, even as you solve purely the platforms for delivery of services.
And I mean, in your role as the chair of the Alliance for Financial Inclusion, how much influence do you have, or does the Alliance have, in policies in the region?
You know, the Alliance, to a very large extent, is an alliance of policymakers. We make commitments as a group. We always report progress on implementation of those commitments, and countries like to drive each other. It is an important instrument for coordination with other stakeholders, with private sectors, with telcos as key players. So it's really learning from each other.
And so with all these other things that are happening in the region, you know, low commodity prices, tightening of financing, there's a lot of issues that countries are trying to deal with. How high up on the to-do list is financial inclusion, do you think?
Oh, financial inclusion is it's very high up, partly because we all know that in order to reduce dependence, you need really to diversify your economies. And even the rural areas themselves now are diversifying. It's not all agriculture. And I think the youth population generally, even in rural areas, would like to make sure that they have other opportunities other than those that are purely linked to commodities.
Is there political risk attached to financial inclusion? Are governors, or let's say politicians, do you think politicians are reluctant to push forward inclusive policies?
Well, generally, I think it's popular. If there is one thing that reduces agitation, it's inclusiveness. And there's no politician that loves agitation. And particularly now that, for example, in our region, youth is a very big factor in relation to unemployment and expectations, etc., and possibility of misleading youth into more conflictual type situations.
Mm. Yeah. In your own country, Tanzania, are you satisfied with the advancements that you've made in terms of financial inclusion?
Oh yes, we have made tremendous progress in the last 6-7 years after adoption of digital technology. You know, for almost the first 50 years after independence, we were able to move only to about 9-10% of the population being included in the formal sector. Within a span of 7-8 years, we have increased that almost to 60%. One gets access to credit, and of course, reducing cost of financial services and improving convenience.